Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Couples Chat. I am one of your hosts, Joanne Alston.
And I'm Darius Alston.
We are glad to have you back with us. I know our last few episodes were our conflict series, and that was a little heavy. Hopefully you listened to it. Hopefully you were able to take something from it. So today, we are going to switch things up a little bit. Something that Darius and I think is a little lighter of a conversation topic. So today we're going to be discussing, can your partner be your proxy? And what we mean by this is, when you're not around, can your partner represent you well? Do you feel comfortable having them represent you, having them speak on your behalf, having them represent your entire family as a whole? So let's get into it. Let's talk about it. So there are many times where Darius and I have to go to events separately because our calendars just will not allow for us both to attend certain events at the same time. And when this happens, I know for sure that I can trust my partner to be my proxy. Like, I have no problem in that area. I know if Darius is there, is talking on my behalf, that he's not going to commit me to something that I don't want to do, that he's not going to say anything to make me look bad, that he's just going to represent me in the best light. Like, I feel like I am a true representation of my husband, and vice versa, he's a true representation of me. So anything I will be comfortable and confident with, I feel like he'll be the same way.
Sure. I feel like too, like in order for you to be a proxy for your partner, you gotta first like understand your partner. But like when you have a clear understanding of who that person is, then you're able to represent them well. I feel like too, like it gotta also do with yourself, because you gotta make sure that, you know, you gonna represent yourself well. So don't go in there or representing yourself, acting like a fool, or always just be in consideration of yourself and your partner is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, I mean, you will represent yourself in a room by yourself with anybody, and you act like a fool. So why do it if you're around the company of, you know, your spouse's family, job, colleagues, whatever the case may be.
Right. And if you don't think that you could have your spouse be a proxy, my question is why? Like, why would you not want your spouse to be in a room without you on your behalf? Because right. If there's something about them, a personality trait, a way they behave, that you want to kind of hide or shun away or don't want people to see, get into that. Like, you should let them know maybe, or see how they could fix that. Because like I said earlier, I think you should be a representation of your partner and vice versa. So if there's something about them that you are unsettled with and you don't like, maybe take a reflection of yourself, because you may have the same traits. Like, right. People are together for long enough, I feel like they start to blend. Like, people tell us all the time that we are cohesive and we kind of belong together. But I feel like the same energy I always have is the same energy Darius has. And that goes into the fact that we are always both authentically 100% ourselves, no matter what space we're in, no matter if it's a professional space, if it's a friendship space, right. If it's like, what other space, any other type of space that could be, like, we are always 100% ourselves. You're not going to get a different version. And I think that helps for us to be able to be proxies for each other, because I can go into a room and I have to think, okay, what version of my husband am I representing? Because he's always the same version of himself, and vice versa. It's like, okay, so is this side of him versus that side of him? It makes it so much easier when you're just completely yourself. So now your partner can go into it confidently and saying, all right, I know who I'm here to represent. I know what he or she gives off. I know I could do the same thing. Because there was a time, I remember, I had a birthday party on my side of the family for a kid. So it was a kid's birthday party on my side of the family. And unfortunately, this event we got an invitation to at the very last minute. And normally Darius and I do not accept last minute invitations, because I feel like they aren't considered people's time, or you are like a second or an afterthought. Right, then you gotta move on your schedule. And we have schedules that are like planned well in advance. Right. So
put shit on a calendar.
Right, you gotta put it on a calendar. So now since I'm sitting, if I get something late, I'm like, oh, you didn't really care. Either you really didn't care to invite me, or you just have no disregard for my time, or you're just somebody that pushed it together last minute, so I'm pretty sure it's not gonna be a good event. But nevertheless, if we really truly love you and want to be there, we're going to show up. So we had this birthday party for a kid in the family, and I couldn't go because I already had something on my calendar for that time. But I knew the kids would enjoy it, so I'm like, I don't want them to have to miss out. So Darius is like, I'll just go, that's fine. And for a lot of people, that might not be something that they could do or be comfortable with, because now he is in a space with my family. And these were like, it was the cousin to one of our kids. So it's like my immediate family growing up. So my brothers and sisters were gonna be there, their spouses were gonna be there, their kids were gonna be there, the grandparents were gonna be there. And I felt comfortable releasing him into that space. For one, I really feel like my family loves him more than they love me. If they tell you the story, they would kick me off the Big Five bandwagon in a heartbeat and replace my ass with Darius. So that helps because they have that relationship. But also, I knew he wouldn't go and say anything rude. I knew if they had cracked a joke or said something about me, you know what I mean? He would defend me.
Right.
I knew our kids would, you know, be well taken care of, and that he could go in that place and I could be okay knowing, okay, they're all going to have a good time and they're going to come back. So I don't, family is a big thing, but even still, if there was a business meeting that Darius had to go for me, I'm completely okay. Because I know even professionally how he's going to present himself. I know how well he keeps himself. So he's going to look professional and presentable. He's going to speak professional and presentable. He's going to act. I would have no problem.
Thank you. I mean, because
you stepping out on my behalf.
I mean, and that just goes back to your point of just being authentic. It's like, if you feel like you can't be yourself in a different setting or environment, then maybe you need to check your own character, because sometimes it could be a character flaw. So, I mean, like, for instance, like, yes, I am goofy, but you got to understand, I know when to turn it on and turn it off. And like in professional settings, I know I can't be that way, but that's not me switching like who I am. That's just the attribute of myself.
I think everybody do that though. That's kind of like code switching in a sense. Right. And some people look at code switching as something bad, but as in the African American community, we do that, exactly. Period, because it's like, you're not about to talk to your man's, you know, down the street the same way when you go to your job.
Period.
So
exactly.
It's like a different dialect or the whole different language we speak.
Right.
But it's not to the point that you're like a whole different person.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, I guess we all go through that. Like, I remember, like, when we first started dating, we were at some place, and I felt like I had to switch who I was.
I was one of them dead on holiday parties or something. Maybe. In the early days.
To, you know, please everybody else. But that was within myself. It wasn't like anybody made me feel that way. It was just like, okay, well, Darius, you got to do this to present yourself this way so they can see you this way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to have a conversation with myself and be like, nah, bro, you can just be who you are. And if they accept it, then they accept it. If they don't, fuck them. Like, that's just how I pretty much carry myself. It's like, I'm going to be me. Either you're going to like it or you're not. I'm not going to switch who I am to please you.
So earlier on, that's what you were doing.
Yeah.
You were trying to fit yourself into a narrative that you thought someone else wanted.
Exactly.
You.
See how crazy that is? That's
so you think it for somebody else.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm pretty much just, yeah, like, I'm over here projecting my thoughts on somebody else.
But it was crazy because, like, even when you were doing that, which may have been like a false version of you because you're trying to portray yourself as somebody else, somehow motherfuckers still love him. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm like, everybody's coming up to me and telling me, I'm like, yeah, I know he's great. That's why he my man.
I just think it's just our energy, though. Like,
we do have great energy.
The people that we are, we can literally walk into the room and people will legit just start talking to us and we ain't even got to say nothing.
You stop the room when you walk in. It's no, and it's I'm not lying to you. We literally have walked in multiple rooms, multiple different times, multiple different events and occasions. And it's just like eyes are gravitated. But it's not even that. It's the fact that not only are they aware and are they looking, people come up to us and talk about everything. I'm just like, where do a say on my forehead, I'm sit talking. Down and talk? Well, I guess that's why we got a couple's chat, but people like to just talk it from a gamut of range of stuff. Like,
I mean, prime example, we was at Sky Zone the other day, and it was this lady, I was in the toddler zone with my kids and Suzette and my nephew or whatever the case may be, and this lady just, she was sobbing, like she was crying. Y'all, I swear, I did not say nothing to this lady. I just looked at her. And, like, you know how somebody look like they want your attention? So she just kept looking at me. So I'm the type of person, if you're going to keep looking, I'm going to talk. I'm not going to play this looking battle. So I'm like, how
are you? You got something right. You ain't going to stare me down.
That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes it's nice. And sometimes it's like, hello? Like,
right.
Get off my face.
I took the approach of, like, how are you doing today? And then I asked that one question. And it just was like diarrhea out of my mouth.
She was waiting. If she already was in tears, she was waiting to release all of that.
I mean, I guess it helps because I'm in the talking profession. But
yeah,
like,
you went there.
I'm like,
yes, Mr. Counselor.
I'm like,
but it's good.
Hanging out with my kids.
Well, I'm trying to talk. It's good too that people feel comfortable speaking to us.
Yeah.
So that's also another, like, the same energy. All that to say, the same energy I have is the same energy my husband has. So if he ever had to go to an event for me or represent me, I know my authentic self will not be tarnished or diminished or whatever, because all he's going to do is amplify it. He really just amplifies my greatness. Like, what's that song? I'm movement by myself, baby, but I'm a force when we're together. So it's like,
but fact,
if you there or if, you, if I'm there or if I'm not there, I'm completely fine. Because, and I also know my husband Darius has the wherewithal to be like, you know what, I don't know that. Oh, I'm not going to commit her to that. Or you got to wait till Joanne get back. See, like, he...
But see, I think, too, a lot of people want to know the answer to things. And they're like, oh, well, I'm going to know. Like, if I tell you, like, my wife asked me a question last night about something that had to do with mental health. And I was like, baby, I don't know. I don't know. I can look it up and I can figure it out.
The fear of not knowing. I know, yeah. I had that a lot. I felt like I had to know everything, especially growing up in my academia and, you know, early in my career. Of course, being a black female in a corporate space, I'm a CPA, so you got an extra try. And I always felt like I was going to look stupid. It was a fear of feeling like I was dumb after all the work that I put in, that I couldn't just say, I don't know. And that crumbled for me a couple years ago, because I was just like, I can't keep operating in this space. Yeah. And then when you don't know and you try to make something up, you just look dumber.
Dumb.
It's like, nobody know you don't know until you tell them you don't know. Exactly. Silence sometimes is the best answer. Like, silence is golden. Like, don't say nothing. Because, and then also, I had to get comfortable asking questions. This is kind of a little off topic, but I had to get comfortable asking questions because I had good questions. Right. And nine times out of 10, my question, everybody, somebody else has. Or they didn't even think about it because it's four steps ahead of their question. Right. You know what I mean? So I got really comfortable with asking questions. I got really comfortable with saying, I don't know. Because... especially in a accounting professional space, there's so much information. You can't know anything. Like, I got my certification and sometimes feel like I don't know shit. Right. Okay? I'm just like, what is this? Because there's just such a vast pool of stuff. But I'm completely okay with being a senior director in a room and saying, oh, I don't know. I'm going to get back to you on that. And what helped me was in my role, I work a lot with SMT members. I work a lot with audit committees. I work a lot with boards of directors. And in these large meetings, like, do you know how many people don't know? And you know how often an acceptable answer is, I'll get back to you on that?
But I think it's...
Niggas don't even get back to you on that. They just say that shit. I'm like, oh, so y'all don't know nothing either?
Because I think... But it's just... That's an acceptable answer.
It's a very acceptable answer.
Look it up. But going back on topic, I think too...
Sorry for my tangent.
If you find yourself... dating someone or in a relationship or married or whatever, all the things, how you bring that up is key too. Like, I wouldn't say, like, you know, every time we go out, it's something wrong with you. Like, people just be like, hey, you know, I feel like sometimes when we go out, you do this and it makes me feel this way.
Right. Are you embarrassed by your partner? Does your partner embarrass you? Are they embarrassing? Because, like, some people don't know what to say in certain situations. Some people talk too much in certain situations. Some people just, like, are awkward as hell. Like, is your partner embarrassing? I mean, I haven't had to go through that, so my answer is no to that question. But if it's yes to you, it's worth digging into and figuring out why. Because at that point, it could be a character flaw, or it could be a flaw, or it could just be something they have to work on.
Yeah, for sure. Because it's fixable.
That would be a reason you wouldn't want somebody to be your proxy. Like, if you got an award and you couldn't be there to get that award, no matter what it was, are you okay with your partner standing up there and accepting that award on your behalf and legit giving? Like, you can't just say, thank you for the award. Right. Away. Like, legit.
Or you can't prepare a speech for your partner.
Right, you can't prepare for, exactly. And they have to go up there and give an acceptance speech on your behalf. Could your partner do that? And not only could they do that, would you be comfortable with them doing that?
I would be the motherfucker that ain't at the event, but look at the event just to see what you're going to say, because I know it's going to be great. Okay? Like, that's how confident I am. Like, I can't be there, but I'm damn sure going to watch what she going to say, because I'm here for it. Like, it's just, I wouldn't be ashamed of be like, babe, look, it's a holiday party. I don't even feel like going, but can you go for me? Or I'm going to watch the kids, so can you go for me? Or whatever the case may be. I would be fine with be like, you know what, Joanne? Tell me how I went. Come back. Let me know how I went. Because I know for sure when I get back to work the next day, they're going to be like, Darius, your wife. Like,
oh, I'm extra. My speech. Oh, tell me. My speech would literally be talking about the hard work that he had to put in. You know, his gratitude about receiving the award. Like, they probably going to have a little timer on my block.
You know what, though? Now that you said that, I think what also plays into it is like, we're not selfish. Like, we don't look to outshine one another.
Okay.
It's like, we look to compliment. Like, I'm willing to take the back seat.
Look.
But also look good in the back seat. You know what I'm saying? And if I happen to be
never
the driver,
dim your life. Just exactly. Put on my shades.
That's it. That's
I'm
it.
Put on my shades, baby. Fairly. Okay.
And
we just—it's the compliment. It's right. The magnifier. It's like
because I feel like I got to keep up with you.
No, baby. It's the other way around. See. Especially when we get
it's a debate.
Y'all. Okay, so when we going out,
it's a debate.
When we going out, Darius is Dapper Dan. He is GQ. He is fly till I die. And I'm like, oh, I need to go change my clothes.
No,
like,
but when you change your clothes, even if you don't change your clothes, you still be out here shining.
I know, but y'all, I swear to God, I be trying to keep up with my husband.
Nah.
It's even when we're starting, because, and you always have this little sense of self and sense of fashion and all this stuff. And yes, I keep myself up and I present myself well, but I know we compliment each other, but I swear to God, it's only because I'm trying to keep up with this man.
Don't believe that shit. I think it's vice versa. But see, this is why we go into rooms and we do these things, because we feel like we got to keep up with each other. And next thing you know, we just out here.
Mm-hmm. And because we have this level of authenticity, we also have shared visions, we have shared mannerisms, right. We have shared ways, we have shared beliefs, and that's another reason why it makes it so easy for mm-hmm. us to step into places on the other one's behalf or to be that proxy. Because no, if I come show up as myself, because we have so much of these connections and so much of these things that are the same, mm-hmm. I'm like in a way still showing up as you.
Right. And I feel
if that
like
makes any sense.
When you do that, like when your partner's authentic, I feel like you have no choice but to be your authentic self, because it's like, it's just too much pressure, too much to think about to even try to present yourself as somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just too much work, too much cognitive thought that got to go into it, because I got to keep up with this and keep up with that. Just be you. Like,
mm-hmm.
And I think that's what just makes it special. And I think too, a lot of people always say that, well, you guys known each other for a long time, da 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 da, all the things, which is true. But I want people to understand that even though we've known each other for a long time, we've grown together, we've been through different things together, we've went through changes together, like we've went through different goals together and all the things, like I just feel like we still had to go through with an ordinary couple. Like, I don't mean to say ordinary couple, but what couples go through. Like, you got to go through those changes and all that together.
Because we had to build together. We had to grow together. And building and growing together, it just gave me so much more of a real understanding of who Darius is and, you know, what Darius cares about and what's important to him. And it helped me so much to truly understand his authenticity by also building my authenticity. So in a lot of ways, a lot of our pieces are the same. And I think that's what also helps us grow and to stay on the same track and to make sure we always have like the same level of understanding as we're moving towards that next step or that next goal, because our visions align. And it's like, there's more than one way to skin a cat. Yes, I completely understand that. And with that, it's like, as long as your end goal is the same, which ours normally are, as long as our end goals are the same, we're always gonna end up at that North Star. Mm-hmm. And we always do that together. So I'm really appreciative. I'm really, really appreciative that I think we had this short snippet when we were first promoting our podcast, where I was kind of talking about that, about how we share visions. Mm-hmm. Like we share passions, we share goals. It's kind of that third eye is aligned. So I love that.
But it took work to get there. It wasn't just like we woke up and was like, oh, this is my goals, let me try to make sure it fits your goals. It's just like, I feel like we were just born.
Yeah, it's a unit. It's like, even in representing the family all together, mm-hmm. I feel like he would represent my family well. When I say my family, I mean like my brothers, sisters, right? Like
right.
Our lineage. And as far as like the legacy goals and all of that, I said it before, y'all, I'm gonna say it again, I'm 100% okay with my husband standing in the wake of me. One, we are so in tune and we are so much of one that it's like, when you see one, you see the other. What you get out of one is what you get out of the other. A lot of times out of 10, I'm okay with him going into my place, because whatever answer he gives, it's gonna be an answer that I damn sure probably would have given. It's like a 99.98% chance
right.
that would have already been my answer.
And it may not be the same way that you have said it, like verbatim, but it's going to be in that ballpark range.
The endpoint going to be the same.
Right.
The endpoint going to be the same.
Right.
So, love that. I love that. I'm okay with my partner being my proxy, because one, We have shared visions and goals. I'm not embarrassed by anything that he does. I mean, half the time, like I said, y'all, I'm trying to keep up with him. He speaks well. Okay. He's like professional in multiple ways, very educated. Like, I shine because I believe he shines. Vice he compliments versa. Me Vice so versa. Well. And we really be doing this together. And because we talk so much, I know where his head is majority of the time.
And that's the key. You have to talk to each other. You just can't. There's so many people that I know that are in relationships and don't have conversations. Like, one of my colleagues was saying that they were at a soccer game because her son plays soccer. And I guess one of our coworkers we saw work with us in a different department was there, and so there was the first time her introducing her husband, and they were talking about soccer, and he was like, yeah, you know, I played in like high school. And then she like gave him a look like, motherfucker, you ain't never played no soccer, no motherfucker.
Lying.
And I was like,
not being authentic.
And I'm like, exactly. That's a perfect example of you not being your authentic self. You're trying to up yourself because of what? And then, like, people see that. People can see that, the little innuendos that couples do. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're looking at your partner weird like that, I mean, you may not address it, but you damn sure take a mental note. Like, man, when I was talking to him earlier today, he said something, and, like, she didn't agree with that. It's like,
then, we talk about that type of stuff. Like, did you beat her side eye?
And
then,
and that also affects a relationship, because it's like, if you can't be your authentic self with us or with whoever, like,
how you and then it's like, and then I can't keep up with your lies. Like, if you want to lie and you as you're being my proxy, and then somebody turn around and ask me questions, I'm like, exactly. What are you talking about?
Exactly. And that's just even too much to do, because now you gotta go home and tell the lies, and you gotta keep up with the lies.
That's too much. I don't know how people play, you know, that game The Circle on Netflix. I don't know how people do that. It'd be catfish. Yeah, I took catfish. I can't lie. It's too much work. My brain moves too fast to keep up with my own thoughts and the lies.
Right.
That's crazy.
I confuse my damn self.
But then it's like, okay, with your partner being your proxy, how would you, because you made a good point when she introduced her spouse, how would you, if you're listening, how would you introduce your spouse to somebody? No matter what room you're in. I kind of want to play. I'm going to make you go first so I can do a little bit of thinking, so I'm going to put you in a hot seat. If you had to give a 30-second to 1-minute elevator pitch for me, you're introducing me to a friend, a colleague, a family member, what have you. How would you introduce me?
Well, see, for me, it wouldn't even take me 30 seconds, because I feel like I can just say your name and then you could just have the floor and I can just let you shine that way.
No, baby, that's not what I asked you to do. So don't try to re-gift this gift. Don't try to get out of performing this exercise. I need you to introduce me in 30 seconds to a minute. As someone says, and you can start, hello, this is my wife, Joanne. She, da 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 da.
And you really did put me in the hot seat. Mm-hmm. So, first things first is, like, I'm the type of person that I really don't like to share job titles.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's just another measure as to somebody can measure, like, who you are, what you do, how much you make. So, it's like,
there's more to a person than their job.
Exactly. So, like, I guess my introduction would be like, hi, this is my wife, Joanne. We've been married for 7+ years. We have 2 beautiful kids, Julia and Dimitri. We also have 2 dogs. The things that we both like to do are go to wineries, go on hikes, all the things. I would just leave work out of it, because I just feel like that doesn't really matter.
Okay.
I feel like the CPA, yes, you worked very hard for it, but it's like, but you're so much more than that.
Right.
You're not your certification or your job. This is you. That's why I said my introduction can be real short, because I feel like, this is my wife, Joanne, boom. And it's just like, well,
ask her question.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, she going to shine. Like, I ain't got to do too much, because she glowing already.
Because it's hard. Like, because I know this one was hard, because I really don't have nothing to say. But I'm going to try. I'm going to try. That's why I wanted you to go first, because I was trying to think of what the fuck I was going to try to engage your spouse. So if I had to introduce you to somebody, I would say, okay, this is my husband, Darius. I don't know. I would have to throw in the work piece, just because it's primary, and I'm like, you know, he is a future LPC. He does a lot in the mental health space. He's a loving husband. This is my best friend, so watch what you say around him, because be sure and know he's going to tell me.
Yeah, I'm a snitch.
And he's just a great person. Great to be around overall. So
see what I'm saying? Like, friends. Sweet, short, simple to the point.
Yeah.
Because you just know you're going to take care of that.
Right. And then, to your point, too, once we start talking and getting to know people, that's when they really get to feel our energy. Exactly. And get to understand where we're coming from. Exactly. And get to see, you know, exactly, the true versions of us.
We've had conversations with people and they don't even know what we do for a living.
Yeah, I love that. When I meet somebody, I really do, to Darius's point, I kind of feel away when the first thing they ask is, so what do you do?
I
thrive, and I do the best I can every motherfucking day.
That's a very judgmental question.
It's very judgmental, and it's depending on what you say, they either perk up like, oh, that's exciting, or they either avoidingly judge like, okay.
Right. Like, it's just, your job has nothing to do with
the
your
type
parenting.
Of person. Exactly.
Like, I hate that, and it's just a conversation, like, it'll like botch the conversation for me. It's hard for me to stay engaged because then I don't want to talk about work. Because every time
work is
I
work.
Get your mental health, motherfuckers be like, oh, well, what sector are you work in? What population? Look, figure it out, okay?
Well, they start trying to pick your brain. I don't like that because
right now you everybody want to
pick your brain for free information. We get on for proxy, y'all. I'm sorry, but I don't like when people ask that question because then they start asking these kind of sneak or backhand questions to try to get information. Mm-hmm. I'm like, do you want to schedule a right free call, baby? You gonna pay me? Like, don't just be asking me these random questions.
Exactly. But nonetheless, like, that's a good question though. Like, I think that's something that should, whoever's listening, I feel like y'all should role play that. Mm-hmm. Like, babe, if we going out and we see some people that we don't know, but they, you know, we figuring out they're nice, how would you introduce me?
Yeah.
And then play that and see, and then ask why they chose to introduce you that way.
Well, another question I have is, what is probably the hardest space to be a proxy for your partner in? Is that a professional space? Is that the family space? Is that the friendship space? Like, what's the hardest space? I think for each person, the answer may be different. Especially like family may be hard depending on the dynamics of the family or the relationships. That could be hard. Professional could be hard if you don't like trust your spouse that should be at that level. Like, what's the hardest space to be a proxy in?
I think for me, it'd probably be professional. Only because
I don't know shit about mental health.
And I don't know shit about accounting. You see what I'm saying? Like,
I think they would actually talk to you about work.
Right.
You know what I mean? You just got to remain professional. And you know what I mean?
Well, in that case, I'm cool with that. But then as soon as it starts getting around like accounting and shit like that,
that's when I walk away. I'm going to go get a glass, a drink. I
mean, right. Does anybody want
to come to
the
because that's another point. Even if there were drinks involved, I know you wouldn't get pissy drunk. Oh my God, we've been at events where people, partners get pissy drunk. I've seen them things. I mean, to the point of like, so drunk, fall, bust they face, leaking on the floor. And I'm like, that's your husband?
Yeah.
Like,
we
have seen some things. So that's another thing. Like, even if there's alcohol involved, I'm not going to be worried that he going to be throwing liquor back because, oh, it's free, baby. Let's take advantage. I'm not worried that he going, because there's a buffet, be eating like a pig and pile his food on his plate on like he ain't ate in the past 3 days. Like,
again, and that goes back to character. Like, how are you in these settings? And that's another thing, too. I think it plays a part because of your environment. Like, a lot of people are not used to them settings of open bars and open buffets.
But you are who you're with. Like, honestly, if you wouldn't like that about your partner, if your partner is embarrassing, if they couldn't be a proxy for whatever reason, like, I don't want to be as harsh as to say, why are you with them? But I want you got to reflect on yourself because you are, like, you get what you attract. So if anybody is, like, looking for a relationship or wondering, like, why do I keep getting approached by this type of individual? Now is probably time to put up a mirror and reflect on yourself to say, like, what do I look like and what am I giving off?
Right.
And if that's not it, then why are you accepting with being with somebody that you are just disconnected with like this? Like, if you really can't be okay with your partner showing up for you and on your behalf, get to the root of that. Like, understand what makes you uncomfortable.
Right.
Because that may very well need to be fixed.
And a discussion needs to be had.
Because you can't, in a way, that's like you can't trust your partner. If I can't trust you to represent me well and put your best foot forward and, you know, represent me, you, our family, our legacy, our businesses, everything in a great light, I don't trust you.
Right.
So, I mean, it's given that could very well be a trust issue.
But then now you get into a deeper conversation because if I can't trust you, then why would it get?
Why would it get? Figuring things out.
Because like you said, your partner is a reflection of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel like your partner has some character flaws, you might need to sit down with yourself and say, okay, what am I doing? Like, what do I look like in the room by myself?
Mm-hmm.
So just... You just got to be mindful of that.
And not only would they represent me well, will I represent them well?
Right.
We didn't even talk about this whole conversation.
Right.
Can, like, will you represent your partner well? Like, right. Put that mirror up and look at yourself. Like, do I present well enough to be able to step into a space for my partner and make sure they are presented in the best light without them even having to be there, without them having
exactly.
to
exactly. And this all goes into knowing your partner, because it's not just, like, has to do with character. Yes, that is an attribute, but you also have to figure out, what would my spouse say? How does my spouse think in a situation? What would they say in a situation?
So and when you don't know, it's okay to not know.
Right.
It's okay to divert that question and be like, let's put a pin in this.
Exactly.
Because although my spouse not here now, there will be a time when they will be.
For sure.
And they can address this themselves.
For sure.
And having a perfect word, not even a perfect word, but the right word to say to the conversations. Yeah. You got to divert the things.
Right.
And don't feel the pressure to answer anything.
Yeah.
But... Oh, yeah,
I
hope we're getting some good time.
But yeah, we just hope that, you know, you guys, we gave you, food for thought.
Food for thought.
Not a very heavy conversation, but...
Can your partner be your proxy?
Yeah.
Can your partner represent you well? Can you represent your partner well? Do you trust them enough? Are they truly authentic? And do you appreciate their authentic selves enough to stand up on your behalf?
And do you know your partner well enough for you not to be in the room, or vice versa?
Right, like, could they accept the role on your behalf? How would you introduce them in front of people?
Can they go to a holiday party, you step off to the bathroom, and you can be like, you know what, I can take a little bit more time. I can stop past the bar and get a little drink. I ain't gotta run back.
You're not worried about them eyeing the person across from you or saying something uncomfortable.
Right.
Or, doing something rude and disrespectful.
Or flirting with somebody.
That's what I mean, eyeing the person over there. Because,
that's another conversation for another
day. Whole other conversation for whole other day. So just look into that. Are you truly being authentic? Do your visions and things align enough that when you are representing each other, you still feel as though you can just be yourself and still represent your family and your relationship and your spouse in a great light?
And if not, conversation to be had or some self-work needs to be done.
And maybe even a little bit of both. So think about it. Can your spouse be your proxy? We had a good time chatting with you guys today. Hopefully we see you again next week.
Peace.
Have a good one.